You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT.
We're now tuned in to the media ministry of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville, Louisiana, with Dr. Carl Armstead. Mount Olive Baptist Church is located 808 Anacoco Street in Leesville, Louisiana. We are a church and congregation that honors God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ. We celebrate His death, resurrection, by which all men are saved. Listen now to our man of God and shepherd, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preaches and teaches the Word of God in a service already in progress.
Amen, amen. Thank God for... Well, thank God for Sister Armstead. Let the Lord use her. Amen. 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 Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. Hey, ma'am. Again, I'm just grateful to God. Somebody's thankful for something. The way we praise the Lord this evening. I mean, this morning, I'm sorry. Amen. Thank God for you, too, the First Lady, and to our ministers, the wives, Ms. Coleman and Smith, to all of our deacons, officers, members. If we got any business, I don't think so, but thank God for your presence. Now, I need your prayers.
Yes, sir.
Just sort of getting over a cold, and I still got a little scratch in my throat a little bit, but I need your prayers, and I believe the Lord going to take us through.
Amen.
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 And now, this morning, I want to call your attention to the Old Testament, 2 Samuel. Chapter number 9. Amen. 2 Samuel. Chapter number 9. Second Samuel. As we preached this last sermon of the year 2018, and we pray that something will be said that will bless your heart, lift your spirits,
yes.
Amen, encourage you. Everybody got to say amen.
Amen.
If I need a little more time, I'll wait on you. Second Samuel, go from Judges on up. Joshua, Judges, and going on up to Samuel. Second Samuel. Everybody ready? I just want to read... verses 1 through 5. 1 through 6. I might just go on and read 1 through 7. Amen. I want y'all to get this because I want y'all to be with me. And it reads now, David said, "Is there anyone who is left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?" And there was a servant of the house of Saul whose name was Zippah. So when they had called him to David, the king said, "Are you Zippah?" He said, "At your service." And the king said, "Is there still someone of the house of Saul to whom I may show the kindness of God?" And Zippah said to the king, "There is still a son of Jonathan who is lame in both in his feet." So the king said to him, "Where is he?" And Ziba said to the king, "Indeed, he is in the house of Micaiah, the son of Amiel, in Lodabar." And the King David sent and brought him out of the house of Micaiah, the son of Amiel, from Lodabar. Now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, had come to David, he fell on his face and prostrated himself. And David said, Mephibosheth? And he answered, here is your servant. And so David said to him, do not fear, for I will surely show you kindness for Jonathan, your father's sake, and will restore to you all the land of Saul, your grandfather, and you shall eat bread at my table continually. The grass withers, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Our subject comes from verse number 5 when David sent someone out to find Mephibosheth. And I'm going to use for a subject, the king want to see you. The king wants to see you. Let me begin by saying that our text is, thank you, Ursh, is about King David's kindness to Mephibosheth, the grandson of Saul, and the son of Jonathan, who was lame in both feet. Now, as I told you, it's from verse number 5, we draw our subject, the king wants to see you. Now, the text starts with King David asking the question, is there anyone who's left of the house of Saul that I may show kindness to him for Jonathan's sake? Now, this verse reveals to us that King David's memory was functioning well, because some people have short memories. Yes. Many times you can go all out your way to do things for some people, but they have short memories. You can put yourself to a disadvantage to help some people, but they have short memories. But when you read verse 1 of our text, you will find that the King David's memory was alive and functioning. And so he asks, is there anyone left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? Now it seems that Jonathan and King David, the two had a sweet fellowship together. But Jonathan's daddy, King Saul, became jealous of David and wanted to destroy him. But Saul's son Jonathan loved David, and David loved him. And so just because Jonathan's father hated him, hated David, Jonathan had no reason to hate David because he loved him. But you know, the manner of some people is if they fall out with you, they want the whole world to fall out with you. Because a whole lot of folk would dislike somebody this morning because somebody else dislikes them. But now they haven't done a thing to you, but because your cousin don't like them, and because your friend doesn't like them, you don't like them either. Some folk would dislike you for no reason, not long ago, somebody went out there and keyed my car right here at the church. I didn't say nothing about it. I know it didn't have no marks on when I got here, but I went there, there was a mark right on my hood so I could see it. Are you with me? Well, I tell you what. Some folk will become jealous and dislike you for no reason at all. But I just turn it over to God because they're just stepping on their own blessing and blocking their own blessing, trying to mess up mine. But David and Jonathan had a covenant with each other. They had made an agreement with each other. So now David is on the throne. And Saul is gone and Jonathan is gone. But David remembers his agreement. He remembers his covenant with Jonathan. So David will just keep faith in Jonathan, although he's not alive. And so David asks, is there anyone left of Saul's family still alive that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? This is something I want to do to honor the memory of Jonathan. But just think for a moment about how many things God does for us for Jesus' sake. My brothers and sisters, whatever God does for us is for Jesus' sake. Are y'all here with me? For the Bible teaches us, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, I don't know about you, but I can get happy just thinking about all the things that God does for me for Jesus' sake. Well, just to name a few of them, he blots out my transgression for Jesus' sake. He heals my backsliding for Jesus' sake. He forgives my sin for Jesus' sake. He satisfies my mouth with good things so that my strength is renewed for Jesus' sake. And if you want to take it negatively, you can think about all the things that God does not do to me for Jesus' sake. And so in the text, David is seeking the offspring of a man who tried to kill him, but he's doing it for his friend Jonathan's sake. And in the same way, we have the King of the universe doing things for you and me for Jesus' sake. And so let me ask you, is there anybody here this morning or listening by way of radio who don't know the Lord and the pardon of their sin? Well, if so, I need to tell you that he has made a way for you already for Jesus' sake. Well, now in the text, when David asked the question if there was anybody alive from the house of Saul, somebody told him that there was a man in the kingdom by the name of Ziba who used to work in the house of Saul. And I can imagine the informer telling David, if anybody can lead you to the offspring of King Saul, Ziba would be the man. You know, it's like somewhat when you go back home after a long time and you're looking for an old friend or a relative, and somebody said, well, I don't know, but if you get in touch with so-and-so, if anybody can tell you, they can. And so David summoned Ziba, and when he was in the presence of the king, David asked, is there anybody left of the house of Saul that I may show the kindness of God? And Ziba answered, there is one by the name of Mephibosheth that is lame in both feet, who lives in the house of Micaiah, the son of Amiel in Lodabar. And so when David got word, he sent for Mephibosheth to be brought into his presence. And I can imagine David saying, when you find Mephibosheth, tell him the king want to see him. My brothers and sisters, from that moment on, Mephibosheth became the object of a king's summons. He became the object of a king's desire. Now, this was a high honor because that was no ordinary man wanting to see him. The king wanted to see him. Now, that leads me to say to every lost man, woman, boy, girl, you are the object of God summons, because the king wants to see you. And you know, I believe the whole Bible is a record of God's search for the sons of men. But now God doesn't compel anybody to serve him. He just makes the way by which you can if you will. And you know, so many of us ran from God for a long time. But Jones, I thank God that he kept on searching for us. But now this worship service is going to end in a little while, but I hope the spirit of this service will keep on keeping on. In other words, I hope you will leave this service and every man, every boy or girl you meet that is lost, you will tell them you have a message from the King of Glory. And that message is the king want to see you. The king wants you in his presence. He's been looking for you for a long time. I tell you this morning that somebody is knocking at your door. Somebody is troubling your sleep at night. Somebody wants to be in your life. And that somebody is the King of Glory. That was a song they used to sing a long time ago that said, King Jesus is a listening all day and all night to hear some sinner pray. And so Mephibosheth was the object of the king's search. And if there's any unsaved person here this morning or listening by way of radio, I want you to know that the king is looking for you. The king wants to see you. So please don't go into 2019 without experiencing his presence in your life. This might be your last chance. And so you ought to come on, because in his presence there is life. In his presence there is joy. In his presence there is peace. In his presence there is security. So you ought to come on, for I can hear the king saying, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And so when they found Mephibosheth in the house of Micaiah, the son of Amiel, dwelling in Lodabar, they brought him in the presence of King David, and Mephibosheth fell on his face and prostrated himself in the face of the king. And David said, Mephibosheth, and he answered, here is your servant. Now keep in mind that he's crippled in both feet, but he doesn't take advantage of that. He puts himself in the category of a servant. Now he's crippled in both feet. He'll never be able to go forth in battle. He's crippled in both feet. He'll never be able to serve in the king's army. He's crippled in both feet. He'll never be able to march in the king's army. But he doesn't take advantage of his physical disability. But he says, here is your servant. Well, now I don't know what kind of service he could do, but he puts himself in the category of a service. And all my brothers and sisters, you know, if you serve, serving can get you a long way. Trouble is nowadays we got too many bosses and few too many servants. But if you serve, you will be promoted in due time. And when the Lord promotes you, nobody can demote you. When the Lord puts you up, no man can put you down. Because when you humble yourself, the Lord will raise you up. But if you exalt yourself, you won't be able to sleep at night. Because you see, people who are lifted in pride, people who are arrogant, don't sleep well. For they are worrying about somebody putting them down. But when you're humble, you don't have to worry about being put down because you're already down. And so Mephibosheth said to the king, he said, here is your servant. My brothers and sisters, if you serve, serving will get you a long ways. Serving will get your name indelibly etched in history. Well, I don't have anything to brag about because I don't boast in nothing save the cross. But I'm thankful to the Lord that he's brought me along. Because you know, the way I got to where I am now in preaching is because of folk like Moderator Waddell Williams, late wife Sister Betty Lou Williams, and Sister Rosanna Earthy. Now, they were over the hour of power in our association. Now, this was always before the main service, and some pastors perhaps thought they were above that because they wanted to be featured in the main service where there was a big crowd and the choir was on the sand. But I was just thankful as a young pastor to preach anytime and anywhere. Even to this day, I don't need a crowd to preach to. And so whenever I was asked to substitute for someone that didn't show up, sometimes it was just a few minutes before, I was ready to step up. Because I believe when it's the Lord's work, you ought not make any difference when you preach. You ought to be willing to serve. And so a long time ago, a man was crippled in both feet. He put himself in the category of a servant. And the king said to Mephibosheth, he said, I got two things I want to do for you. He said, now first I want to give you back the land that belonged to your grandfather Saul. Now, giving of the land was a matter of justice. But then he told him, secondly, you don't have to go back to Lodabar. You don't have to live on the farm. You don't have to live in town. But I want you to live at my house, and I want you to eat at my table. And so the giving of the land was an act of justice. But the eating at the king's table was an act of kindness. Now, you can go to court and sue for justice, but you can't go to court and sue for kindness because it got to come automatically. You can go to court and get justice, but you can't go to court and get love. It got to come automatically or not at all. You can go to court and get justice, but you can't go to court and get loyalty. It must come automatically or not at all. And so King David said, I want you to live at my house and eat at my table, and you don't have to worry about the state. I'm going to let Ziba have charge of that. He and his 20 servants and 15 sons, they will take care of the plantation. And when the harvest come in, he will bring you the fruit. But you will live here at my house, and you will eat at my table. But before I close, I need to tell you how Mephibosheth became lame in both feet. Well, when King Saul went to battle on the plain of Jezreel, his son with him, and Jonathan, one of his sons, were there also. Jonathan had left his baby boy with the babysitter. Now, the Bible say nurse, but in our time, it would be a babysitter. Yeah. And the child was at a young age. And so when the babysitter got word that King Saul had been slain in battle along with all of his son, she became afraid for her and the child's life. Because the rule was in that day, if the king was slain, his whole household had to be wiped out. And so, yes, Lord, the babysitter picked up the child and started running to a place of safety. But in her running, she fell and dropped the child, and he broke the bones in both feet. And because there were no bone specialists during that time, to reset the bone, he grew up crippled in both feet. Now, the babysitter was running with the best intentions. She was trying to save the child, but in her running, the child ended up crippled in both feet. But you know, sometimes I wonder why is it and how is it that in so many cases, in spite of all the parents can do, in so many cases, the children end up being crippled. And they go on in life being crippled in one way or another. But the text, hello, said, although this young man, Mephibosheth, was crippled, he ended up at the king's house, eating from the king's table. My brothers and my sisters, as I stand here before you this morning, I have some things wrong with me. I have some weaknesses, and I also have some shortcomings. I have some crippling attitudes and crippling habits, and although I'm limping right now, guess what? I'm on my way to eat at the king's table. I can imagine in my mind, as I try to move to the close, that when the dinner time at King David's house was, his sons, they walked in spitefully to the table, and the king strolled in. But they don't say grace until that other one got there. Now he couldn't move fast, but yonder he come. He wasn't that agile, but yonder he comes. He couldn't get around too well, but here he comes. Ain't going all right. And all this was done for Jonathan's sake. And because of all God has done for us, for Jesus' sake, one of these old days, all God's children will be at home, and we will eat from the king's table. One of these old days, all our limping will be over. And one of these old days, by and by, when the morning come, that same Jesus who died for me, that same Jesus who rose up from the grave with all power and heaven and earth in his hands, and after showing himself alive for some 40 days, he caught a cloud and he went back to glory. And right now he's seated on the right hand of the throne of God. Ain't God all right? And one of these old days, he's coming back. He's coming back for his church. Whether they are dead, whether we are dead or alive. Because in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, we will all be changed.
But in the meantime, while I'm on this Christian journey, I got to tell somebody that the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, he wanna see you. And so let me close by saying, as the songwriter said, he says, soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. No more crying there. We are going to see the King. No more dying there. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are going to see the King. And when I can read, my title's clear, a mansion in the sky, I'll be a farewell to every fear and wipe my weeping eye. Ain't God all right? Somebody else say, through many dangers, toils and snares, I have already come. It was grace that brought me thus far, and grace will lead me on. Ain't God all right? Do you know him this morning? Have you tried him for yourself? Won't he make a way out of no way? Yes, he will. I tell you, somebody need to know that the King wanna see you. The King wanna lift your burdens. The King wanna lift up your bowed down head. I tell you, the King. Yeah, the King. I tell you, he wanna see you. You might not be in good shape. You might be low down, you might be dirty, because Mephibosheth told the King, after he told him all of that, when you read the story, he said, what do you have to do with a dead dog like me? But the Lord will take anybody. The Lord will take nothing. The Lord will lift you up. He'll clean you up. He'll wash you up. He'll give you a brand new life. Oh, ain't he all right? If you know he's all right, let me hear you say yes. Say yes. Yeah. Yes. I tell you, the King wants to see you. I'm trying to hush, but the King want to see somebody. I tell you, he want to see you. He want to see you. Not that he can't find you, but he wants you to volunteer on your own. Not that he don't see you, but he wants you to come on your own. Yes. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
We know your heart and spirit burned as you listened to our pastor, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preached and taught the Word of God. Join us in our regular worship services on Sunday, 11 o'clock a.m., midweek service at 7 o'clock p.m. For additional information, phone the church at 337-392-0952. And join us again for an awesome Word of God next week at the same time.
Yeah! change his fate.